What he is saying here, folks, he's giving an incredible warning. He's saying you can be a ship with no anchor. He's not questioning the fact that as a believer, that you're not a believer. What he is saying is you're a drifting believer. And America is filled with people who believe on the name of God, but they are like ships without an anchor. Well, let's just try and have a look at this before I unpack this passage. I began to ask myself a question: what happens when a ship drifts? Couple of things. Number one, when a ship drifts, it's lost its anchor. That's which holds it steady. Are you an unsteady Christian? Are you a Christian with no anchor? Watch me, folks. I want to say this very lovingly. Are you just a wishy-washy Christian?
Sometimes it's hard to stay focused. How do we pay attention to God's truth? Well, that's today's message from Dr. Don Wilton. Yes, this is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And again, today's message, paying attention to God's truth. As we gain better focus on God's truth, we want you to know that we're focused on ministering to you, on encouraging you. If you'd like to speak with someone, have someone pray with you, why don't you give us a call at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. In this day and age of talk and text, sometimes we let the talk take the backseat, but we'd love to pray with you. That's 866-899-9673, but we're still connecting keyboard to keyboard as well on our website at theencouragingword.org. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
We bow before you because you are God alone. We bow before you because we need so badly to repent before you, to confess our sin to you, to cry out to you. We bow before you, Lord, because we need to thank you for all the blessings of life. Lord, we bow before you because we desperately need you in America. We love our country so much. And yet, Lord, our people are turning their backs on you. We become a nation of hero worshipers. Our football games are so much more important than being in the house of God. Lord, we become misplaced in our affections. We're using our wealth. It's not that we don't have money and wealth. It's just that we're not giving it to you. We're serving other gods. We're teaching our children that it's far more important to climb the ladder of success than it is to bow before a holy and a righteous God. We've become a nation of compromisers. Our opinions have soared to an all-time high. We become the center of our own universe and the master of our own ships. We become a pagan nation. We become a nation of blasphemers, where pornography flows down the streets like open sewers. Lord Jesus, we need you. Lord, we've forgotten how to pray. Father, we're not praying for our president. We're not praying for members of Congress. We're not praying for our leaders. We're not praying for our school teachers. We're not praying for our parents. We're not praying for our children. We're not praying for one another as we ought to. Forgive us, Lord. We're drifters. We're not paying attention. We're not taking heed. And Lord, we're not praying for persecuted Christians around the world like we ought to. Lord, we've spent many, many years decrying the atrocities of Nazis in Germany and the Hitler regime that slaughtered millions of Jewish people. And yet we're standing and watching the horrors of ISIS as they behead victims of peace. We become helpless and hopeless. We don't even know how to deal with the enemy anymore. We become so careful and guarded lest we hurt someone else's feelings. Help us, Lord. We need to hear from you. We need to be a people who stand up for righteousness and for justice. And we don't know how to respond. We don't know how to couple together the love of God for all people and the hope that we have in the cross and what it is you have to say about sin and of righteousness and of judgment. That's why we're meeting like this today. And all across our land, people are hungry. People want to know. There are people right now who are standing right on the threshold of eternity. There's someone listening right now who's going to be dead tomorrow. They're going to die today. Please don't let them die without Christ. This is an urgent moment. It's a beautiful moment. It's a worshipful moment. It's a great moment. It's a happy moment, but it's serious. We want to pay attention. So speak to us, Lord Jesus. Please speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen. You'll need your Bibles. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 2. So I want you to open to Hebrews chapter 2. And you're going to hear this word a lot today. I want you to pay attention. Sounds rather somewhat odd for me to be saying that to you. It sounds somewhat cheeky, doesn't it, to say that? I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I'm passing this along. Some of you need to pay attention. You paying attention? We need to pay attention. Some of you are not paying attention. We spend a lot of time and resources and should never stop doing so, I might add, talking about all those people out there and the ones that we would help and get alongside. And I commend you for your faithfulness, for what you do in the name of the Lord for everyone else. But today, this word is for you and for me. This is a word for me. It's a word for every person who calls upon the name of the Lord. If you claim to be a Christian today, you had better pay attention, because you are the focus of what God is saying. So don't lose Hebrews chapter 2, but I'm just going to give you a little peek at something. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. That's the final chapter. Just page over there to Hebrews chapter 13. I want to show you something, just in case you miss this. Hebrews chapter 13, and I'm looking for the verse. All right, verse 22. All right, we're at the end of the letter to the Hebrews, and we're not even half beginning at the moment. At the end of the letter to the Hebrews, this is what the writer of the Hebrews said: I appeal to you. See that little phrase? I'm going to appeal to you. Pay attention. Some of you are not. You're trying to still figure out whether or not that was a first down yesterday. Just listen. I appeal to you. Bear with my word of exhortation. You see that little phrase, exhortation, there? It's a marvelous word. An exhortation is a warning, an exhortation. When you exhort your children, you are standing there as a mother and father, and you're saying, my son and my daughter, I exhort you. You are challenging them. This is what the writer is saying. I'm appealing to you, because what I've just done when I wrote this under the guidance and the inspiration of the Lord, I was issuing you a very stern warning. And I believe every Christian in America needs to sit up and pay attention. What I'm about to show you from God's Word is perhaps some of the most critical things that could ever be said to a person like me. I need to hear this. Do you know that the last general election, 20 million evangelical Christians did not vote? And look where we are today. When the Christian person, when believers who believe in God's truth get ramrodded into fear and silence, those who do not believe in the truth of God's word have won their greatest battle. If those who believe that God has nothing to say to America can get those who do believe God has everything to say to America to actually believe that they've got no right to say that God's word is truth and that what God says is far greater than what any man can say, they have won the battle. So now let's go back to chapter 2, find out what this is all about. Let me read it to you, chapter 2 and verses 1 through 4. Therefore, we, in this context, the Hebrews who had come to believe in Jesus, that's who he's speaking to. In our context, he's talking to Don. He's talking to me because I'm a Christian man. Not talking to me as a Democrat or a Republican. He's not even talking to me as an American. He's talking to me as a Christian man. I'm a Christian man. I've given my heart to Jesus. What difference does that make? All the difference. What it means is not only that I'm a forgiven person, my sins have been forgiven. It not only means that my name is in heaven, that I'm going to heaven one day. It not only means that my life has been changed forever. But what it means is that because I'm a believer, that Christ is in me and that the Spirit of God guides me into all truth. And as a believer, I believe God and what God says in His Word, and I want to know what God says. I want to know what God says. So if I'm trying to make a decision about life or morality or marriage or abortion or you name it, any issue you can bring up, name it, I want to know what God says. I got a lot of opinions, if you'll beg my pardon. And they're not all bad, but I've got to. I know, I just want to know. I just want to ask God. I just want to say, Lord, please, help me sort this out. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention. In the King James Version, that little word there's, I think, is even more succinct. We need to give the more earnest heed. If you're a school teacher, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? All school teachers can just nod where you're sitting. You know how much time and energy you put into that lesson and that class, and you've got all your students sitting out there, and there is always somebody not paying attention. It's like someone today, and I'm being very cheeky, I know. There's at least one person here, you just flat out not paying attention. You're still not paying attention. You're fooling around. You're playing with your computer. You've sent a message to somebody to ask them what they thought of the biscuits at Cracker Barrel this morning. You're not paying attention. Pay attention. That's what he's talking about. I'm just telling you what he said. I'm not trying to be cheeky. That's what he's saying to me. He's saying to me, you know what? You live in a world where you've got so many built-in distractions. I love it. We live in such a greatly distracted world, but they're good. We have things that take our attention. We can escape through distractions. We can watch our football games and barbecue and be with our family and make a trip and build our houses and fix our decks and be with friends. We got distractions everywhere. I can understand this. Therefore, Don Wilton, you are a believer. You know Jesus. You claim to know Christ. You do belong to Him. Pay attention. For crying in a bucket, pay attention. Listen. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we are hearing. Lest at any time this should drift away, lest we drift away from it, lest we drift away from it. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. For since the message which was declared by the angels proved to be reliable, remember we've just been told that Jesus is superior to the angels, and what God is just saying right now, yes, Jesus is superior to the angels, but what the angels said still came from God. Don't push what the angels said aside. Don't push what the prophet said aside, because Jesus has spoken to us in these last days. Yes, Jesus is the one. But if the word which was spoken by the angels proved to be reliable and every transgression and disobedience received a just distribution, and I'm going to expand on that a moment. Verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was first declared to us by the Lord, was attested to us by those who heard, those were the witnesses, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will. I just want to speak to us for a few moments about paying attention to God's truth. And what the writer here says is really somewhat remarkable. He says, if in fact you and I, those of us who know better that Jesus is better, do not pay attention to what God is saying, we are going to drift. What he is saying here, folks, he's giving an incredible warning. He's saying you can be a ship with no anchor. He's not questioning the fact that as a believer that you're not a believer. What he is saying is you're a drifting believer. And America is filled with people who believe on the name of God, but they are like ships without an anchor. Well, let's just try and have a look at this before I unpack this passage. I began to ask myself a question. What happens when a ship drifts? Couple of things. Number one, when a ship drifts, it's lost its anchor. That's which holds it steady. Are you an unsteady Christian? Are you a Christian with no anchor? Watch me, folks. I want to say this very lovingly. Are you just a wishy-washy Christian?
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word, and we think about that sense of drift and anchor. The question is, what are you anchored to? Too many times in my own life, I've realized that my anchor is dependent on some of my own disciplines, my own decisions. The decision to have a daily quiet time is one of the most powerful choices you can make. Perhaps you're already in the middle of that discipline. Praise God, that is wonderful. But if you're not, we have a wonderful tool that'll help you. Spend a few moments, just a few moments every day in God's Word with Dr. Don Wilton. We can send this email to you absolutely free, of course, by just subscribing on our website at theencouragingword.org. Or you can even text the word daily to 30500. We'll send you a quick link and you can sign up that way. But some of you, I know you want the hard copy. What do we do there? Well, just call us at 866-899-9673 and say, I want that quarterly element that has a daily word from God and from Dr. Don every single day, and I want my hands for free. Well, that's good. We'll put it in your hands for free. Just ask for the Daily Encouraging Word when you call 866-899-9673, and we'd love to put it in your hands. We believe that it will bear great fruit in your life by spending time in God's Word every single day. There are more great resources like that on our website as well. TheEncouragingWord.org is our website. That's a long URL, but once you get it in your head, it's, oh, that makes sense. TheEncouragingWord.org. We would love to connect with you. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Actually, quite frankly, I'm going to say it. Your wife's been wanting to tell you this for a long time. You're just useless, man, as a believer. You come and you say you're a believer, and you are a believer. Nobody's questioning, are you going to heaven? But man, are you kind of just useless? You got no anchor. Your children know it. You know it. Your wife knows it. You're just like a ship without an anchor. You've got nothing that holds you together. You just waft around. When a ship drifts, number two, it doesn't know where it's going. I remember 40 years ago fishing on a river in Africa with my father-in-law, whom we affectionately call Bumper. Love him. B-U-M-P-A. I think best grandpa name in the world. And here I am with my father-in-law fishing African River, and a storm came up. I don't think for the rest of my life I'll ever forget that. How we made it out of there alive, I don't know. But you talk about not knowing where we were going. We couldn't see in front of the boat. The rain, the wind, the waves, I mean, you name it. When a ship drifts, it doesn't know where it's going. It's got no destination. It's taken wherever the wind blows it. That's you, isn't it? When you're in the stand with everybody, you just blow along with that group. When you're at the club, you just blow along with that group. When you're in church, man, you just blow along with that group. When you're with the boys, you just blow along with the boys. When you're in that group talk, you just blow along. You don't know where you're going. It's not that you're not a ship. You need to pay attention. If you don't pay attention to what God is saying, you're going to drift. Folks, America is off course. Number three, when a ship drifts, it's open to the elements. It's open to the elephants. It just blows wherever it goes. Here comes the rain. Here comes the wind. Here comes the tornado. Here comes the sun. Here comes the heat. Here comes the cold. When a ship drifts, the elements are in charge. There are a lot of believers listening right now. You'd in a heartbeat, if someone knocked on your door right now and said, "Do you know Jesus?" You'd say, "Well, of course I do." And you do. But the elements are in charge of your life. That's why it doesn't really matter what God says. You don't stand up for truth because it doesn't really matter. It's kind of, what does the mob say? Or what's politically correct? Or what's going to make me have a little more money? Or how's this going to affect my business? The elements are in charge of a ship without an anchor. Number four, when a ship drifts, it has potential to run aground. It really does. You know, we don't like to talk about that, but do you know that a ship without an anchor can be destroyed, can wreck? Do you know on the current course in America, we are heading for a wreck? But I'm more concerned about your life and my life. On your current course, because you're not paying attention as a believer, you're going to end up in a wreck. You're going to run aground. You're going to break apart. When a ship drifts, number five, this is logical, it has no power.
Goodness, you sense the intensity and the urgency in Dr. Wilton's voice. I pray you hear not only that urgency, but that compassion as well. God is using this broadcast, the broadcast on these radio stations, inside the podcast you're listening to right now, or the download you've received, wherever you're listening, God is using this to say, He loves you. He has a plan for your life, and He wants you to come to Him, trust Him as Savior and Lord. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. If you'd like to talk, if you have questions, won't you give us a call? That's 866-899-9673. And perhaps the most important thing Dr. Wilton's going to say is what he's going to say right now.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Thanks so much for the opportunity of letting us pray with you. If you'd like to do it right now, 866-899-WORD will connect you. That's 866-899-9673. We really would love to connect with you. And right now, I want to connect you with a fantastic book called Totally Secure. Here's Dr. Don with some more details.
You know, in all my years of sitting at the feet of Dr. Billy Graham, he said this to me. He said, Don, the most important thing in life is to know that you belong to Jesus. And then he said, the second most important thing is that you know that you belong to Jesus. He encouraged me to write this book, Totally Secure, to help you find the answers to these important questions. That's why he endorsed this book of mine. I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to have the assurance that you are going to heaven. Please pick up the telephone right now and call the number on the screen and request your personal copy of Totally Secure. The Encouraging Word broadcast ministry is supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in the world. So thank you for requesting my book, Totally Secure. Your financial support enables us to continue moving forward for Christ.
The number Dr. Don was referring to is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day that'll connect you with us, who would be thrilled to pray with you and for you, to spend some time listening and praying about the situations you're in, and also show you some great resources that'll help you grow in your faith. Again, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
Today, something really great happened. I spent the entire day with my oldest daughter, who is 21. She's been struggling along with being very distant for a while now. I shared my faith in the Lord with her and how my life has changed because of the Encouraging Word, especially since reading Totally Secure. She asked if she could read it, so I gave her my copy, and she immediately started reading that and also started reading the Daily Encouraging Word devotional.